And so it was that it came to be that...
Are you all right there, Tomas? Right. Would you like some water? Would you have another whiskey?
I will.
Right you are. There you go, Tomas.
Ah, the blessings of God in you.
Where was I? Oh, yes. The black tail of the bull and the many who died. Asher, you can leave the bottle there.
No problem at all there, Tomas. And I just want to say, it's great to have a true Shanachie in the house.
The black tail of the bull and bargains broken. We have heard of how the hero got his name and how it came to be that the men of Ulster were laid low with sickness and how it happened at this time a great dispute between Maeve and her husband of who had the most possessions. They were equal in all things save the great white bull that was Ariel's, its only equal being the bull of Dara MacPhaithne. A black anger came into Maeve's heart thinking on it, and so it came to be that Maeve could neither eat nor drink nor rest from the rage that was tearing away inside of her. I will have the brown bull, she swore, and called her most trusted servant to her quarters.
Hello? Maeve? Hi, Maeve! Shame. Look at this place.
Come in and close the door, you idiot.
I swear to God, Maeve, and I'm not just saying it, but your house is lovely. It's them Elvis plates.
Shut up and sit down 1 minute. On the leather one. On the edge of it.
Sorry.
I've a job for you.
What job?
You're going into the Ulad.
I am, yeah.
You are?
I thought you said you didn't want their business. This is Connaught Grove, that's who lied. We don't have nothing to do with them. What you want to start a war for? Okay, I heard they're all sick, like, but... And I'm not saying anything, but... Cookie Cullen lives down there. He's pure animal.
Will you shut up, you fool? And I tell you one question. Who owns the bull jeep?
The bull jeep?
Yeah, the brown bull jeep. Who owns it?
Oh, the brown El Toro. That six-cylinder fuel injection monster truck.
Who owns it?
Dara.
Dara, right. And is he sick?
He's not, no. And neither is Cookie Cullen, is what I'm saying.
Will you shut up about Cookie? The one with the jeep, this Dara, right? Go down and tell him that I want to buy it off him.
You
want to
buy it off him?
What did
you
I say?
You want to buy it off him?
Are you deaf
Why
or something?
Why do you want to buy it off him? I mean, it's a decent car, but I mean, Ali has the exact same one. Why don't you just drive his white one?
No, I can't. I has to have my own one. Listen, right? You go down there and tell him, all right? I has to have that car. Give him whatever he wants. Tell him I'll even ride him if I have to. Ali has to see me driving it. That's the only thing that's going to shut him up. If who you know, your man Dara, don't want to sell it, tell him he can buy it back off me in a couple of weeks. Tell him, I just want Ali to see me driving it is all. Money's not a problem, tell him.
You'll ride him.
I will too.
And what if he don't want to sell it?
He'd want to.
And what if he don't?
Bop him one.
Maeve in fair.
Do mind your laughing. I want the car is what I'm saying. Don't come back to me without it. I'm telling you now, someone's going to go missing and you're not going to find them all in one go.
Oh, hi now, Maeve.
Don't mind your hi now. Do you hear me?
I hear you.
What am I saying so?
Come back with the bull jeep.
Yeah, and you better. I want it outside my house in the morning. Park it in front of the white one and drop the keys into me. So Ali has to ask me to move it. He'll know it's mine then. What are you waiting for?
I get it. You want the car.
I need the brown one to match his white one. And I better get it.
Yeah, I'm going.
Then go.
Oh, flames were the eyes of the Queen of all Connacht. Her heart was rent open and tears in her rage. You must bring back the brown bull to be my possession, or many young men will go fast to their graves. The ice in her words set her bondsman a-trembling, his heart in his mouth coursing forest and field. In his mind he saw blood and heard wailing unending, but bravely went forth for to make his appeal. Toward the end of his journey, he saw a man standing by voice and by raiment, a merchantman sure. 'Twas Dara MacFiachna, the great brown bull's keeper, who spoke to the bondsman so steady and sure.
You Dara MacFiachna, yeah?
You looking for Dara?
Are you him?
You must be looking for hash, yeah?
If I was looking for hash, I wouldn't come down here looking for it. Only old soap you has down here. The best hash is in Connacht Park.
Watch him, big mouth. You want to be wide up here, I cut you open.
Are you Dara?
What if I am, like?
You own the brown bull, G?
Decent car, isn't it? No shades can stop me in that. I'd squash him. It's a monster truck.
How much you want for it?
Go way out of it. Not selling my brown bull up to no one.
How much?
Who are you supposed to be? Think you'd come down here and buy my car?
It's not me that wants it.
Well, it's all cool, so, because you don't want it. And you're not kidding it.
Maeve wants it.
What, Maeve?
What, Maeve, do you think? Maeve in Connacht Park. Maeve who sells the good hash. Maeve who's living with Ellie King. What Maeve do you think I'm talking about? What?
Maeve in Connacht Park?
Yeah.
That Maeve?
Yeah, that Maeve.
Business is good up there, so.
Will you sell it?
Here now. What's Maeve want a bull jeep for? Don't Ellie King have one, a white one? We've seen him driving around in it all the time.
I don't know. How am I supposed to know? Maeve she wants another one.
You can't have my bull.
All right, but I'm just telling you the full scenario. She really wants it. And she's loaded.
Nah. I have to have my bull jeep. No way, tell her.
No. Stall on now a minute. She don't want it forever. She'll give it back to you.
How do you mean, like?
I mean what I'm saying. She don't want it forever. Just a couple of weeks. Wants Ali to see her driving around on it.
And she's just going to hand it back then? Yeah, right.
She don't really want it. Look, I'm only telling you. Look, at some row she's got going on with Ali. She just wants to do it to make him pure annoyed. She'll give it back to you then. Look, it's nothing to do with me. You're turning away good cash here for nothing.
She only went it for a week or two and she'll pay good spandulics just to rent it off me. You're saying that's the scenario?
That's it.
How much are we talking about?
How much do you want?
A lot.
Well, Maeve has a lot.
Come inside into my gaff and have a can we could talk about it. This is the gaff. That scrawny looking one with the puss in her is my bird, Sandra. Say hello.
Who's he?
Never mind who's he.
You work for that one Maeve, don't you? Down at Connacht Park. What's your name?
His name is Money, all right. Now mind your own business. We're going into the back room.
Into the back room? Where all the cans are? You're natting all your pisshead. Get langers again. I tell you one thing, you can't even play the guitar. I'll shove it up your hole.
We're not getting langers, no. This is business. Sit down there now next to the pool table. Get that into you, huh?
Oh, hi, man. I can't be going back to Maeve pissed. She let the head off me.
Watch him. No one's getting langers, man. We're just talking business.
And the little wise Limerick man shone so fucking
high. This is a cool room, man. I swear to God, it's like a pub. I tell you one thing, man. The wolf tons wouldn't even get a look in here, man. Look at the state of the fireplace. It's rapid. What do you think of the pool table, man?
That's pure decent.
Will you have another cane?
So there's nothing stopping me.
You see, this room was my own place. My like sanctuary. My room for meditating. For instance and all that bullshit. You knew the place where you can just do your own thing like and never be disturbed. Do you know what I mean? Don't make me come in there, Sandra. Women, I swear to God.
Chuck it down.
That Maeve one's a fine Bjorn, Jay. I say that Maeve one is a fine Bjorn. Lovely long hair on her. I seen her round in little sharp pants. I wouldn't mind. I mean, you wouldn't, would you? Bit of maiden or like, I mean, like, she has a very, very. I wouldn't mind, is
well,
all I'm
you
saying.
You know, man, that's where you slipped up.
Slipped up?
Yeah, you slipped up in the negotiations.
Slipped?
She told me. She told me, tell him I'll ride him if I have to.
She was going to ride me if I said
that's
no.
That's what she said.
I did not know that.
Well, that's the scenario now.
She wants that car.
She wants that car. I'm not lying to you, kid.
I don't suppose.
She says, tell him I'll ride him. And she says, if he still says no...
I could have had a ride in
And if he still says no...
And Lily Wanting, she's a very generous woman.
She says, bat him on the temple.
Who?
You.
Me.
Bat him on the temple.
What are you saying? You were going to bat me on the temple?
That was my job description, lad.
Oh, you won't bat me on no temple.
I know.
Go out of it, you scrawny whore master. You won't bat me on no temple.
On. What's the thing?
I'll bet you good looking, you ape. Drinking my cans in here, my own gaff. I cut
relax,
you open.
No, no one's saying anything, sure.
Go out of it.
I know. You want to calm down 1 second, man?
I won't. Who do you think you are, like? You think you're thousand or something?
Calm down 1 minute is all I'm saying.
Bop on the temple. You want to try it?
Listen to me now, will you? That's not what I said at all. You're only getting hairy.
You want to try it?
Look, there's no need for aggro, man. This is all sorted.
Sorted, yeah. You'll be sorted in a minute.
There's no need for aggro now. 1 second.
Tell her forget about it.
Hi.
Tell her forget about it. She's not getting no care and you want to start walking.
No, man. Hang on now 1 minute. She's getting the car, all right? You agreed, man. You already agreed. So that's the scenario.
Scenario on my hole.
Okay, I get what you're saying. You want to think about it.
Are you deaf or something, yeah?
Just be wise.
You deaf?
You can't say no. You can't say no either way. This is Maeve we're talking about. I mean, no. No is not... You can't say no. It's not an option.
I'll option your head in a minute. You slow or something.
Be
get out, I said.
Be wise 1 second now. Think about it. You can't say no. You know yourself, if you say no, there's going to be war. If you say no, I don't have to tell you. You don't want to start nothing with the Connacht boys. We'll only come down here and destroy the place. I'm not threatening you either. I'm only saying. Hi, where are you going now with that pool cue?
Oh, my nose. You broke my nose, man.
I'll break your jaw for you if I see you again. You can go on back to Connacht Park and tell them they better not be coming down here. They better keep away from the bull. I'll chop them up like...
Some dope you are. Fair enough, it's you starting it.
I'll break her back with an iron bar, tell her.
This is going to be war now, Shem.
Stop, you make me wet myself.
You will.
Go on.
You will wet yourself. You know what, no Maeve after you, I tell you straight. We've been leaving you alone until now. But if you want to lose it all, you're going the right way about it. You want the Connacht boys after you? They won't stop. I'll talk it out with you.
Pure hound on them. Pure hound on them.
They are pure hound.
So pure hound, they never come down here, is it? Why is that now, I wonder? Nothing to do with Cookie Cullen.
Never mind Cookie.
Cookie kill him all, you know it there now.
Cookie, is it? What's he going to do about it? Hit him with a gnarly stick. I'm sorry now, man, but you don't have a clue what's going on. Maeve's got an army up there.
Army of handicaps.
Whatever way you want it, you're the hard man.
Go run back to her and tell her. I see that face of yours again. I'll put a battle through
it. Okay, that's the way you want it. There's gonna be war over this.
War?
Yeah, war.
War was the word Maeve cried when she heard that she would not be given the bull. There was no need to polish the knots and knobs of it all. For she immediately assembled her army to take the bull by force. Wrath and rage and red wounds filled her mind. In the end, it was not just the warriors of Connacht, but the troops from all over Ireland who joined her.
The black graves are waiting, all young men of Uled. The black graves are waiting, your bodies decay. The black graves are waiting, like mouths in the hillside. Waiting to be fed on, who stands in my way? The brown bull of Uled will be my possession. The brown bull of Uled to Connacht will come. A black grave is waiting for Dara MacFiocna. The black graves are waiting for all Ulster's sons.
Thank you. There has been a second stabbing in the Ulod estate. The man has not yet been named.
There has been a total of 3 fatalities in the Ulod housing estate in Limerick.
And there have been 2 bodies found murdered on the Ulod housing estate.
The body of a man was discovered today at...
Right, I'm just asking you, Carl, what was the point you were trying to make?
Well, Joe, basically, all I'm going to say is if these guys on the housing estate want to kill each other, they should be left off to do it. It solves the problem.
Murder, not so much.
You want to tell me an acceptable level of violent crime is? I can tell you. I'll tell you. Violent crime is acceptable when it happens to other people. Or even better.
Turn that feckin' radio off!
Sorry, sir. I was just...
This is an incident room, not a feckin' disco.
Yes, sir. I was just leaving.
What are you doing in here? That is, aside from listening to the radio.
The forensic report, sir.
Well, are you feeble-minded? Hand it over, why don't you?
Sir.
Now get out.
Sir.
Trifle hard on him, don't you think?
Who'd blame me for being narky? Aren't I sick of this place? Sick of this case?
Well, here's the forensic report.
Don't tell me. All the dead bodies with knife wounds have been stabbed to death, and now it's official.
Yes, well, you might be right, but then again, I presume this is just preliminary. Oh? Well, this is interesting.
What is?
Well, it's exactly as you said. All knife attacks, all fatal. But this, well, it says... But that just isn't possible.
What isn't?
It's the same knife.
It's the same knife?
It's the same knife.
That means only one killer.
And we thought...
We thought we were dealing with a war.
Only one killer means...
Only one suspect, and that has to be... Cookie!
Excuse me, sir.
Good God, what is it now?
It's the suspects, Cookie Cullen and Freddy, sir.
Yes, one of them.
Well, we're still not sure how it happened, sir.
What?
They've escaped!
Cuchulainn had stood strong, protecting the Brown Bull and the Kingdom of Ulster against all that had been sent before him. Champion after champion had been sent to fight him, but each one had fallen to his mettle. When Maeve sent 6 men at once to kill him, not one returned. When she sent 20, he killed all of them with ease. No blade was sharper than his, no raven was hungrier for flesh, until it came that no man had the courage to face him. None, that is, except his dearest friend, his own foster brother, feared it. This was to be his last battle, and the bloodiest and most terrible of all.